So the topic today is the official title, the cost of medicine, which we're theoretically specifically talking about medication, but really it's a more broad discussion of the cost of medicine, including doctor bills as well. But to get there, there's no Gemara which speaks directly about the cost of doctor bills, but there are some Gemaras which the Rishonim already used to discuss this issue. So we're going to see two Gemaras, and then we'll see how they connect into the issue. So the first one is the Gemara Becharis in the Chavtesim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Anoto scharoi lodun dina b'talem." So a person accepts money to be a judge, so he gets paid for his job of being a judge. So that undermines his halachic status of being a judge, and it's not valid. Most understand that it's a kanas d'rabbanan. Meir Rai said the judgment would be valid. Meir Rabbanan, the Chacham, said it's no good. Lohoyed edusa b'talem, to accept money to be an aide, his aides would not be valid. Lahazos or lekadesh, the person undertook to do the act of sprinkling the ashes of the paraduma, or adding the ashes to the water of the paraduma. So meimav meimara efer makla, we judge it as if the ashes were ashes out of the oven, and the water was water from a cave, which is not valid. So it's a very strong way of saying that it's really not good, you know. Okay, so the Gemara, not immediately. So how do we know that the mitzvahs have to be done for free? It's a Rashi learns the Gemara's question. How do we know that judgments have to be done for free? So the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that I taught you Chukim Mishvatim Kashitivani Hashem Elokoi. I taught you the Torah and the mitzvahs the way Hashem commanded me. So, I mean, obviously he's telling them, you know, I didn't add my own, I didn't change anything. That's obvious. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't clarifying. You should know, Re'ei, Limati Eschem, I taught it to you, Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokoi, like Hashem told me to do it. So obviously it's not discussing what he taught, because that's obvious he would say the right thing. It's discussing how he taught it. I did it the way I gave it to you over according to the rules that Hashem taught me to teach. So what was that? Mani bechinom, avatem bechinom. Just like I got the Torah for free, so when I teach you Torah, I can't charge you. I can't charge for teaching Torah. You notice that there was no pushka when you walked in charging you to teach for Torah, right? David, you would have said that, right? Yeah.
We still got solicitations in the mail.
Okay, that's after the fact. Okay, Tanya Namihalki. So now it's not only a rab; it's a brice as well. Kashetivani Hashem Elokoi Mani Bechinam Afatem Bechinam. Umenayim Shelo Yimotza Bechinam Sheyilame Bischar. If I, the learner, say, listen, you know, I can't do nothing deal for free, so I only go to free shiurim. There's no free shiurim available. I'm not learning anything. So the Mor says, the Pasuk says that you're supposed to learn anyway. Okay, it says Emes Kenei. Okay, I had to pay money to teach, so no, I should give it over free? No. Even if you're kind of emes, if you buy emes, still don't sell it. Okay, so getting paid for the process of sprinkling the ashes of the paraduma or putting the ashes into the water undermines the validity of the process. Vramino, I'll ask you a stira. Misha says in Mesechta Kedushin, a Mekadosh b'Mechatos, b'Efrachatos reizim Mekudeshes. I'll be sure Yisrael. So if a person would be doing the process of sprinkling, he says to a woman, listen, you know, I would love to marry you. I'll be Mekadosh you, I'm going to marry you with the benefit that you're getting, that I'm sprinkling the ashes on you now that you're Tahara and you can, you know, and eat Kachem, etc. She says, okay, right? It's worth it to her. So he's Mekadosh her with this, so he's charging her for it, right? If it has to have a monetary value to be able to Mekadosh, he must have a monetary value. So he's charging her for the process of Mishnah says it works. So one second, if you tell me over here you can't charge, how can you tell me over here that it's not valid? How can Mishnah say that it works? Obviously, if she's not going to be purified, she's not married. She's not interested in getting, you know, marrying him if it didn't work. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Baya Lakash is a very important piece of the Gemara. Kan b'skar havoa umilui, kan b'skar hazov kiddush. There are different steps of the process. There's the process of drawing the water. There's the process of schlepping it to where you have to bring it to. There's the process of adding the ashes and sprinkling it. So the steps of havoa umilui, bringing the water and milui, and filling up the container that you're going to use, so that you're allowed to charge for, and that's a valid kedushin. And for the hazav kiddush is our mishnah, which is no good. And that's why our mishnah says the economic tony the hazav of the kadesh. It only discusses this adding the ashes into the water and sprinkling on the person. The language is different over there. It doesn't discuss the actions. It discusses the items themselves, which means bringing the items, etc. Okay. So now, what's the difference? So now we started off with you cannot charge. And now we're saying, well, there's certain things you could charge for. So that's a very important point. We have to decide what's the difference. Why are the milui and the process of the milui and havoa acceptable to charge for, and the process of hazoa and kiddush not allowed to be charged for? That's a very important point. So let's see Rashi. It's bracketed off on the side. Mischar milui hamayim. So that's Motzi the Mishkel. You're allowed to take money for that. The Agar Tirche Shokel B'lo Hechsher Mitzvah. You're getting paid for your efforts. You're getting, it's work. You're schlepping water. So I'm getting paid for schlepping water. I'm not getting paid for the mitzvah. Okay. Kan B'schar Zov V'kiddush. Shehi Hechsher Mitzvah. He Hechsher Mitzvah Lo Shokel. You have to change, work out the correct gears in the Rashi. I can't charge for the process of doing a mitzvah. Hechsher Mitzvah means doing the mitzvah appropriately. So I can't charge for the for doing the mitzvah. So that's an important point. Rashi says that the steps of the process, which are not intrinsic to the mitzvah, theoretically, if you want to do it right next to where the water is, etc., and the water was gushing down on its own, it didn't do any work, then let me know work involved. It's not intrinsic to the mitzvah. So that, I'm allowed to charge for. And that's my own effort, I'm allowed to charge for that. Whereas the mitzvah itself, I can't charge you for doing the mitzvah. That's what Rashi understands. We will see as we go along that that's not the only explanation. Okay, so that's the difference Rashi says. Tosfos over here is going to ask him from a Gemara, where we see in the Ksubas that they would get paid for teaching Torah. So how do we understand that? The Gemara here is very clear that you can't get paid for teaching Torah. I'm going to hold on to that for a moment. Let's see the next Gemara. Page number 2. Okay, so the Gemara says, the Gemara is coming to explain the Braisa, the Gemara in Yevamos, that Chalitza, which is done under mistaken understanding, Chalitza Mutas is done with a mistake. Not that the process was done properly, it was done believing a certain thing is true and it's not. That's called Chalitza Mutas. The halacha is, it's kosher. So, Tanya Mihalki, Chalitza Mutas Ksheira. Ezrahi Chalitza Mutas. What's the case of a Chalitza which is a mistake? Kosherma Chalitza Amanash Titan Lachomasayim Zuz. We tell the man, listen, you know, if you do chalitza, you can get paid for it 200 zuz. So the Mora says that if the situation of Yibum, the woman is expected to be with an individual which is not appropriate for her, age-wise or otherwise, if the person is a very repulsive individual, etc., we cannot force her into Yibum, and we actually encourage that the person should do chalitza. So, but the fellow was not really interested in doing chalitza. He wanted to do yibum, right? The Mora is going to say a case where she had a lot of money, right? The halacha is when the person passes away and they do yibum. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, there's many brothers. So the person dies. Reuven dies with no children. So there's a mitzvah of yibum. So really, right, what happens to the property of Reuven? Property of Reuven is divided up amongst all the brothers. Not if you do yibum. If you do yibum, the one of those yibum gets the whole thing. Right, so here, Shimon says, you know, hey, this is really interesting. You know, he's the oldest. You know, he's a surviving brother. He says, I'd love to yibum. You know, he's worth $1 million. Otherwise, they just get like, you know, share with 11 other brothers. So you walk away with $100,000 in this congressive mice. I do yibum. I got $1 million. But the mice, he's not a very nice guy. You know, she doesn't want to marry him. So they say, listen, Shimon, here's the deal. You do yibum, you're going to pay your large sum of money. They do, excuse me, you do chalitza, pay your large sum of money. And then they do chalitza, say, I'm sorry, we were kidding. So it works. That's a valid chalitza. So even though it was done under false pretenses, but once you did the chalitza is valid. Now skip down a little bit in the Gemara. The Mora said, "Hechi Eimalot." So originally, by giving a different example of chalitza, which was trying to commit into chalitza, etc. He said, he told the guy, listen, you know, if you do this, this is how you marry her. The Gemara said, that's not a good idea. So the Gemara says, how should you say? Again, we don't want it. We want to do chalitza, but we don't want the woman to end up being married to the individual. So he came up with this great idea. I'll tell the guy, this is how you do the process of taking her. So he does the process. Right? The Gemara says, it's not a good idea. So what should you say? You should say, do the chalitza and you'll get paid Masayim Zuz. Masayim Zuz was the amount of money an individual need to live on for a full year. All of his needs. Okay? So food, shelter, everything a person needed for a year, but that's a large sum of money. Right? So to listen, here's, you know, so... So Baya thought that the next step is going to be that he should pay him. So Rav Papa said, she can say, Mishata Nibuch of delay. She was just kidding. Like a shaita, like, you know, foolish. I wasn't really serious. Milatanya, didn't we learn that such a concept? The Reisha Yibarech, we made a sort of person was captured by bandits, person was captured by pirates, right? And he's been in captivity, and he finally is able to break away and get out. So he's running away, and he comes to this river, and he can't get across the river. But there's a ferry which goes across the river. Now the ferryman is not a fool. He looks at the guy. He cops where he's coming from. He says, "Okay, yeah, no problem. The cost we're going across right now is $1,000, right?" So Rishoy Barech says, "Surim ha'yisam ma'avra lefanav." He was running away, and he came to this Mavra. Mavra was the ferry. Vamalei told dinner, Bhavi Rainey, listen, he says, okay, I'll give you a dinner, and help out, and take me across. Dinner was a large sum of money. So, Eilat Luskhara, the ferryman only gets the regular fee, was it, you know, the 10 cents. You know, instead of getting the $50, he gets 10 cents. So, how do you understand that? Alma, Vamalei, Meshat Anibuch, he said, you know, I understood that you might not want to do it. I was just trying to do this to convince you to do it, but I wasn't serious. So we're also Mashat Anibuch. So now that doesn't sound very nice. The Gemara doesn't sound very nice. So how do you understand this Gemara that he's able to do this? Why is that? Why is he able to do this? So Rashi says, Amar Leh, I did not break it up. The Rashi. Take a look at the Rashi. Amar Leh. It's about almost 20 lines down from the top. Kim the chalitza ksherihi. The chalitza is valid under these circumstances. So we've taken care of the chalitza issue, but the other issue is, but I owe you the money. Mishum din anami lesle. He has no right to the claim of the money. Why? The kim and the ale rami lemavid will a boy, mashata anibach avdale. He was required to do chalitza in a situation where the woman, it's not appropriate for the woman, the surviving brother is expected and required to do chalitza, not to do yibum. So this is his responsibility. So, but what's the problem? He's not doing his responsibility. So yeah, so then I don't have to pay you for your responsibilities. I might have to entice you and fool you into doing them, but I don't have to pay you for what you have to do. That's what Rashi understands. So she's right to say I wasn't serious. I didn't really mean to seriously engage any type of responsibility over here to pay you any money. I wasn't serious because you were supposed to do this anyway. I'm not asking you to do something which you don't have to do. If I want to hire you to do something which you don't have to do, and I promise you a large sum of money, I have to pay it. And you do it, I have to pay it. We made a contractual agreement, and you owe me the money. But over here, all I'm asking you to do is what you're supposed to do. I'm not asking you to do anything more than that. I can play with you and not be serious and get out of you what I need to get out of you. So that's how Rashi understands this Gemara. So basically, it's along the lines of, since there's a mitzvah, so I have a right to say I'm not serious about paying for the mitzvah. So these are the two Gemaras. The Gemara discusses teaching Torah for free. The Gemara touches upon the steps of the process of making the ashes for the Poor Aduma ready for usage that you could charge for. And over here, he's right to charge him to go across the river, but not this exorbitant sum. He has responsibility to save the guy's life. The fellow's life is in danger. He has responsibility to save his life. The man has a chiyuv to chalitza, and you cannot charge him anything more than what would be the regular price. But you could charge him the regular price, right? Now, in the case of the chalitza, there's no price. But in the case of the going across the ferry, he doesn't have to take a loss of what would be the normal price.
The ferryman is Jewish, or it doesn't matter?
That wouldn't make a difference. It wouldn't make a difference for this purpose. Okay. Now, in the next page, So we're going to see, this is the parallel Gemara to the Gemara in Becharis, which asks from the Mishnah in Kedushin. Here the Mishnah in Kedushin asks from the Gemara in Becharis. It's the same Gemara. But I want to see the Rashi, and over here the Tosfos of Yazakin, discuss what's the logic, why we differentiate between the act of filling up the water and schlepping the water, and between the act of adding the ashes to the water and sprinkling the ashes. So what's the difference between the two? So Rashi says, and this is on Kedushin Nun Ches Amabez, Beskar Havasa Efer Mimakim Lamakim, schlepping the ashes one place to the other, Beskar Milu Hamayim, drawing the water, the Milsa the Trichihi, its efforts, Rechmona Lorami Alei, that's not my responsibility. You need to be purified. I'm a pure person. And I said, you know, hey, purify me. He says, look, you know, well, it's a lot of work. I said, well, it's your responsibility. No, it's not. I don't have to schlep for you. Therefore, Rishar the Mishkal Agra, he's allowed to get paid for that. Mekudeshes. Masiz the Becharis, Beskar Hazo, Bekidush, Deleka, Tircha, Beskar Limud, Mitzvahu, Neutel. There's no effort, it's not the physical effort, it's just you want to get paid for doing mitzvahs. But Torah Omra, Rei Limati Eschem, Kashetzivani, Mani Bechinam, Avatem Bechinam. So we see that Rashi takes that Gemara, which is talking about teaching Torah, and applies it to sprinkling ashes. That any mitzvah you're going to do, you know, you cannot charge for doing mitzvahs. Ariel.
There are three levels. There's the mitzvah itself, a hechsher mitzvah, and something less than hechsher mitzvah, which is the only thing that can be for?
No, I think that we're using hechsher mitzvah and mitzvah is the same for these purposes.
You said earlier, hechsher mitzvah.
I understand what I'm saying. The hechsher mitzvah, I mean, I translate it as the process of doing the mitzvah in the proper way. That's the actual mitzvah. That's not referring to the step beforehand. Ah. It's not the same language as you find other places in the Gemara. You're correct. Take a little Tosfos Riazalkin on the side. So, Biskar Havasa Efer Ayamayim Mimakim Lamakim. Schlepping the ashes or the water or drawing the water. The mils of the trichahu. That's what Rashi explains. Okay, so he understands that Rashi. The point of Rashi is you're paying for the tircha, and there's a second explanation that this is not the primary part of the mitzvah. That's not Rashi. He understands that's not Rashi. There's no tircha. That's one explanation. Inami, so he understands that Rashi, the point of Rashi is tircha versus non-tircha. And according to this other explanation, the contrast is mitzvah versus non-mitzvah. That's how he understands Rashi. So the point over here is there's the part which is, even if it's a mitzvah, but if it's tircha involved, I can charge you for it. And then there's a part where there's no tircha involved. Then I can't charge. Or the point is, even if the tircha is not the issue, the point is it the primary mitzvah or not? If it's primary mitzvah, I can't charge you even if there's tircha. If it's a non-primary mitzvah, then I can charge you. That's the difference between the two. Again, according to the way Tosfos Ari Hazaken understands Rashi, the issue is tircha versus non-tircha. So if it's a mitzvah and there's tircha, I can charge you. I can charge you for the tircha. If it's no tircha, I can't charge you. If according to the explanation of the Tosfos Ari Hazaken, the issue is mitzvah versus non-mitzvah. If it's the mitzvah part, I don't care if there's tircha or not tircha. I can't charge you. It's mitzvah. If it's not mitzvah, then I can charge you, even though there's no tircha. So that's the difference between the two explanations. Again, that's a very important difference. So if I have a situation where I'm doing a mitzvah with tircha, so according to Rashi, you could charge, and according to Tosfos Ari Hazaken, I can't. Because I can't charge for mitzvahs, even if there's tircha involved. Okay, and then he emphasizes that point. Let's skip to. Who put this thing in order? Where's my tour? Oh, it's over in the back. Okay, skip to the tour in the back, please, for a second. Pages 20 and 21 and 22 and 23. Basically, your last pages. Man, didn't do that right. Okay. So let's start off with first the mitzvah of acting as a doctor. Tanu Mishmol v'rapori ha'pei mekan shenil t'ser v'shus l'refi l'rapi. So we have a famous pasuk, Parshas Mishpatim v'rapori ha'pei. Mishmol says this allows the refi to heal. Rishus. Doesn't say mitzvah, it says rishus, permission. So the Torah says, what are you telling me? I mean, why should I think you're not allowed to heal? I need rishus to heal. Shal Yarmer, page 21. Why do you need to get involved? Shema etta benim sesi harreg the fashad b'shagig. You know, you're dealing with tremendously dangerous areas. So what do you need it for? Maybe I shouldn't get involved. Maybe misafik, I'm not allowed to get involved. I don't know if I'm going to be successful. I have no idea what's going to happen. It's a dangerous surgery, right? Or it's a dangerous medication. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe I shouldn't touch it. Therefore, it says no that you have rishus. Obviously, you have to be careful. Explanation number one. Number two, inami. Shall yarmah hakadosh baruch hu moichet v'ni arape. Shkenin derech shall b'nei adam these refuas el shenagu. The more it says that really, get who made you sick? God. So go ask God for help. Don't leave me out of this. Why am I getting involved? It's God's job, right? But like it says, shenemar gam b'choy b'udarash es Hashem kibur roifim alkein b'mulandino shenit l'lo rishus l'rapis. So it says by Chizkiyahu that it was when he got sick, instead of diving to Hashem, he went to the doctors, and the more says it was a tie on him. What are you going to the doctors for? Who was in your right to do that? So Chizkiyahu was a complaint against Chizkiyahu, and his level was a complaint. So that's why he would have argued it's not permitted. The pasuk says no, it's permitted. So then the Torah says, okay, now that it's permitted, umitzvahi. Now that it's permitted, it becomes a mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of saving lives. So once I have permission, so I would argue with before the permission, yes, you have to save a life. So if you're going to save a life in a way that you're not going to potentially kill him, you should save him. So the guy's drowning and you can pull him out, you should pull him out. Right, the guy's drowning and you have this way of throwing something to him which either might dunk him and kill him or might save him. You know, who said you have permission to do that? I don't know. It's mutter to do that. So therefore, that's the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is, if you do it, it's praiseworthy. If you don't, you're considered a murderer because you should have saved him. There's somebody else available. You know, maybe each doctor is different, so it's not always necessarily. So what? Why is my responsibility? There's another doctor. Let him do it. You know, he's just as good as me. So, well, maybe not. So you have to see what you're going to do. Okay, so that is the mitzvah. Yeah.
Doesn't it depend on what type of a surgery, the marshal?
I'm not going to get involved in levels of. There are cases which are questionable.
You don't know if you're going to save them or not.
Yeah, I don't want to get involved in that. That's definitely not this year. It's a different year at some point in time. Yeah, but the general conceptually, you know, many things there is a concern of death. Okay, now turn to the next page. Vinyaskar Roife. So what about getting paid? So he said like this. You're allowed to get paid for your tircha. Which Rashi sheet, even to mitzvah, you're allowed to get paid for the effort involved. Good. What about batala? So let's say the person wasn't a full-time doctor. He had another job. And you get called, you had the voluntary fire department, right? You know, he's busy, you know, taking care of his shop. All of a sudden there's a fire, so I got to put out the fire. He says, you know, I want to get paid. He says, you know, I was in the stores, customers came in, it was a big deal, and I ran away and lost the little business. So, you know, pay me for not doing my work. So that's a valid claim. I'm not asking you to pay me for the mitzvah. I'm asking you to pay me for what I lost, because I wasn't doing my regular job. Now, that wouldn't apply if a person has no other job. And you can't argue, we'll see as we go along, you can't argue, well, listen, who asked me to be a doctor? I could have been a lawyer and made a lot more money. You know, so I have a scar batala every day. You know, I could have been a lawyer, made $1 million a day. And I'm only a doctor making 50. You know, at least pay me something, right? You know, right? There's no such argument. That's not true. There is a little bit of an argument. But our scar limud usur. But the getting paid for the fact that you know how to be a doctor and teaching him what to do, like the knowledge, you can't charge for that. The Beit HaZkufa, he brach one of Rabbi Hashem, the Rabbi Beit HaZkufa. You have to save his body. Now, why is he using this? Why does he say pikuch nefesh? So the more said, this applies even in the case where the person is not deathly ill, but there's danger to a limb. But if I have to save him, he might lose $10. I found the wallet, I have to return it to him. And if I can save his arm, I don't have to return it to him. Right? So it's even if it's not a question of life-threatening thing, I have a mitzvah of hashavas abeva. So it's a mitzvah, you can't. And, reminim b'nyan asiyas mitzvah, samani b'chinam, avatem b'chinam. And by mitzvahs, you do it for free. So he'll skar a kochma valim with osir, I will skar a terech, but skar a betola is mutter. Interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan says, writing a prescription, that's skar tircha. Right, you know, you have to say what, you know, I mean, I don't know how much tircha there is in writing a prescription, but he calls, that's not skar limud. I give the charla instructions what to do. That's skar limud. I'm charging him for what to do. That's, but charging for the tircha, they made walk into the house, they made house calls, right? So that I can charge for, but I can't charge for my kochma. Okay. And this connection is Ramban. The Ramban wrote a sefer called Teras Adam. Teras Adam deals with the process of a person being ill, the dying, the lachos of avelis, the lachos, and then he talks about, eventually talks about the hashkafa concepts of tchias amesim, elam haba, very important sefer. So along the process, he talks to the mitzvah of bikacharlim, the mitzvah of the lachos of the kriya, he also talks about the lachos of a roife. The person's in Sakana and a Rafa comes along, so the Ramban in Teras Adam connects us to this Gemara over here in Bukharis, that we differentiate between the Mili and the Hazor, the Kiddush and the Hazor versus the Mili and the Havoah. These are Tircha, these are not Tircha. See, even though he doesn't differentiate between Mitzvah and not Mitzvah, the main thing is Tircha versus not Tircha. That's where it stands. Okay? Then he said like this. This is again. This is still a quote from the Rabban. Misha yesh loy samamonim. Person has medicines. So he had herbs. So the somebody's ill and needs them, and it'll heal him. Also the halos loy b'demayim yosim in a roy. You can't overcharge. You have a mitzvah to give it to him. Well, oid ill a fill of hospital b'demayim harbe min the tzarcha shah. So the guy says, you know, I need it. He says, yeah, how much is it worth it to you? He says, they're available for, you know, $10,000. The guy says, okay, $10,000. So you're not going to do that. And if you do it, Shlomot Samon Melabiyot is the only guy in the town who has these herbs. You get paid the regular price for the stuff. And he brings it the basis, the Gemara and Yavamis that we saw. The guy's coming to the Mavaris. He says, Mashatani Bok, I agreed to pay the price. But what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to die? But I didn't really mean it. So he doesn't get paid. Avo. This is still the Ramban talking. The Ramban said you can't charge for your Chokhma. I mean, Hista Biskar Haroife Harbe, if you made up to pay for the knowledge, you're not allowed to do it, according to Ramban. But if you did, Chayav Litzin Lo, you have to pay for that. But it's overpricing. Because the chokhmah has no, you can't put a number value on the chokhmah. Right? The herbs, it's some onions and some garlic and some spices. You mix it together. Good. Grow some spices. The onions cost $5, you know, $1 a pound, and the garlic costs, you know, $2 a pound. We know a market price for the herbs. Right? But this stuff is chokhmah. Chokhmah, how much does it cost? Chokhmah has no price. She says, I'm going to give you over, I refuse to heal you until you pay me for the knowledge that I am offering you. Should I do that? The Ramban says, no, you shouldn't do that. But let's say I did it. And you agreed to the price. You agreed to the price. I'm not overcharging you. I'm not overcharging you.
You paid for availability? Is that...
One second. How can I charge you for a mitzvah? I just told you I can't charge you for a mitzvah, except for the tircha. This is not tircha, this is knowledge. Shekol mitzvah say, the rami akuli alma, why me? Why am I responsible to do this? I mean, these dam le'echad, the rotsa kam ele b'momen, you know, there's many doctors, and say, why are you asking me to do it? You're asking me to do it, I want to get paid. So that you have a right to do. So it means, A, if you pay me already, I get to keep the money. And B, if you're committed to the chiyuv, you must pay me. Okay. So that's an important point over here. So the Ramban starts off with saying, some money, you can't overcharge. And then he says, but chokma, you can charge for, and there's no limits. Now the language of the Ramban starts off with sound like you shouldn't charge. And then he says, you know, then it's okay because it's in a situation where there's other people. Now, what about the only doctor in town? So that's the question which... So I'm not going to do the base. He has to quote all of the Ramban inside. I'm not going to do that. But that's basically the source for this. Let's see how it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. Because I think there might be an important point. And then, you know, we have a time limit over here a little bit. So go back to the Shulchan Aruch, which is on page... something. On page 7 and 8. Okay. Okay.
So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Torah. He can't charge for the knowledge, he can charge for the effort involved. Okay? And the reason is because it's a mitzvah, that both the Taz and the Shach point out it's a mitzvah. Mishiyesha Samanim Gimel. The person has the samanim, he has these herbs, and the person who's sick needs them. Also, the halas, but the mayim yersim and roi, he cannot overcharge. He's the only person who has them. The fellow was willing to pay a large sum to get it, and the mayim only gets paid the regular price. But if I make up to charge you for my knowledge, that I'm not over, then you have to pay the full amount. Continues the Ramah on the next page. So what's the pshat? How can this be mutter? How can you mutter to charge him for this large amount of money when I told you can't charge for your chokhma? Ramah, Bava Bishayesh mitzvah lo v'lerapoyse. And we said you can't charge for mitzvahs. So called mitzvahs, I say, the Rami Akuli Alma. In his dam alechad l'rotz l'kaima elabim mamon ein mutzian hamamon miyodo l'lobin kim miyodo achiyim shalehem. If it's not my responsibility per se, it can be on any individual. So if you're asking me to take the responsibility, I have a right to say I want to get paid. So the assumption is, and according to many places, this is l'chachila that he's saying. Once that's a situation where there's multiple people to take responsibility, I have a right to say I want to get paid. Now applying that backwards, so the case of the samanim. So if there are multiple people in the city who have the samanim, then I have a right to say I'm charging you extra for the samanim. Go to somebody else. If you want to come to me, fine, I have a right to charge more. If the only person who has the samanim, then I can't overcharge. Right? Worked backwards. So, you know, if there's multiple companies making this medication, so I have a right to say I can charge as much as I want. It might have market issues, right? You know, I have to figure out how the market works, right? But I want to say you want the brand name as opposed to generic. Is the generic available? I want to charge extra for the brand name. But before you get the patent ends, and there's only the brand name available, she's the only one who has it. Then you can't overcharge. Right? That's what should come out. Like, it's backwards logic, right? Yeah.
So a monopoly is usher, but a collusion is okay. Because they can get together and say, you know, we're all going to charge, there are three of us doctors, we're all going to charge a high rate. But if there's only one doctor, that's not permitted.
Theoretically, right? We would have to figure out a way to prevent that, but theoretically that could happen. Okay. Okay, so... So that's pretty straightforward in Shulchan Aruch. Now, I just want to let's go to page 9 for a second and see like the applications beyond this scenario. So this is the case of the Gemara of the person who's running away. Misha Barach Nivesa Surim Bahisa Mavaris Lafana Vainloi Varmala Havirani Vanilla Nasakha dinner. They come to the ferry. He's running away. He comes to the ferry. And the guy says, I'll pay you this large sum of money. Take me across right away. He gets the regular price. The guy says, I'm not a ferryman. I'm a fisherman. My boat is not for ferrying. My boat is for fishing. I'm about to go out and fish. He said, listen, stop fishing and take me across. I need to, you know. If you ask me to stop doing my other job and join you, I have a right to say I want to get paid. However, that what I can't charge you extra is if it's not normal to charge large sums. They used to use shadim to heal people. So the person who knew how to make the shadim do what they want to do, it's called hashbo shadim. You know, it was a chokhmah, it cost a lot of money. Refuah. If the derech was charged a lot for refuah, chayv litulah kol mashi hisnimoy. So that's the deal. Ubashadchanis ain't lo l'skara. What about shadchanis? You need to get married. So you asked me to help you. I'm the shadchan of town. You know, you need my help, right? So listen, you know, shidduch $25,000, please. All right. Say ain't lo l'skara. He only gets paid the normal price. The person got to say if it's a unique situation where the average shadchan can't do it, so then I can charge more. Okay, so I didn't put all of that in. So we see this halacha moves from to other places besides, it moves to many different areas. We have this sugya applies, the person took it from there, the case of traveling across the river to the case of the roifei, to the case of the shatkin. The person did with this in many other scenarios. You know, I'm hiring somebody to go to get me out from the government, right? Otherwise, I'm going to be sitting in, in a case where it was, was not proper. I'm not getting involved, and the person deserves it. Okay, now, so practically, how do we charge what we charge? So, turn to page 15. So, this is from a Sefer Halacha Refuah. It's four or five volumes came out in the 80s. Under the editorship of Ramosha Hirschler, Zichu Levracha, it was put up by Machon Regensburg, which you never hear of nowadays. But in the 80s, 70s, 80s, there was a Machon out of Chicago after Rabbi Regensburg was able to create a foundation to do this. So they had all halachic topics about refuah, a lot of important things. Some of it's outdated already by now. But some of it is relevant. So, in there, in volume number 2, they have a piece from Gedalia Aaron Rabinowitz, who's one of the Abezin at that point in time over there in Chicago. He wrote a piece on Hilchos Roifei, step by step with his Oris. So he deals at length with this question of doctor bills. Okay, so. So Sif Beis says, "Roif is also little scar hachokma v'alimud. He cannot charge for his wisdom, for his knowledge. We can charge for the tircha and the batola." And that's not what our doctors are charging for nowadays, right? So how is it permitted? So let's go back. He quotes a tosis. So let's go back to look at that tosis for a second. After we should do that tosis inside, then we'll go back. Tosis says, "One second. I mean." You only get Skar Batola Tircha, so what for teaching Torah, so our Melamdim are getting overpaid. I mean, really, they're getting underpaid, right? But they're getting overpaid. I mean, how much? They don't have any other job anyway. So they're stumbling on them. So what, how much you can pay them for Skar Batola? Skar Batola means if I'm doing job X, you ask me to stop and do job Y, so I get a right to get paid. I'm not doing the job again, I'm not doing any of those anyway, you know? So what am I getting paid for? Tircha? What's your question, Tircha, to get up and say Shir, you know? Right? Okay. So Tosfos said like this: you look at the Tosfos. Mainly tomorrow, the Yonik Zera Shem Yerushalayim. There's a Gemara Ksuvis, which is in your packet, on page 4. Says there were the Yonik Zera Shem Yerushalayim. There was the Yonim who were they responsible for dealing with the different Zeras. So it's a mission beginning the last parak in Ksuvis. Shnei the Yonik Zeras Hayyub Yerushalayim. It was Admon and Chanan and Mitzri. So you look at the score of Chumas Alishka. The more said they got paid from the Chumas Alishka. From the Beis Hamikdash funds. So how's that mutter? And the more said they were paid a large sum of money. They were paid 99 mana for the year. 99 mana is a good payment, right? Remember, a mana is 100 zoos. So 200 zoos is what you need for a year. This is 99. This is 50 times the minimum poverty level. Okay, so how does it work? The law of time of the Agar Patela wasn't Agar Patela. The Much Yeshari Hossam, Kimon, the Kol Iskim, Hoya Al Zeh, Why Oiskim, Shumalacha, they had no other job. So you say, listen, you know, you teach Torah, right? You have nothing else, we can't pay you, so starve to death. Excuse me, I'm not Machib to teach Torah and starve to death. You're responsible to take care of me. Shakarchim, Sikhim, Isparnes, Umashanogim, Asha, Wilma, Torah, Biskar, sure, if you have no even no other income, you have no other source of income, so obviously it's mutter. That's this heter. Filiation, even if you have another source of income, I have another business. I don't know, but I'm stopping other business to do this. Right? I have investments and I have, I'm very busy other things, and I stop doing other things to come teach you a shiur. So yeah, I have a right to say, excuse me, I want to get paid. So that's mutter. So that's definitely, and then more so it has to be obvious. And then he brings in more like that, etc. So here we have a new argument. A person, this is his only job, as opposed to a dayan, which, he's not sitting the whole day being a dayan. He has his own job, and once, whenever they need him, they call him to be a dayan. So they say, excuse me, what are you getting paid for? You're getting paid for, you can get paid for Skar Batola, the Gemara says. But if I have no other job. So Rabbi Rabinowitz over here That's his first approach. I'm not going to read all of it inside. See, he brings, so we could argue the Roifim, it's about 8 lines into the paragraph in Osir Aleph, page 15. So he brings the Tosis. That's your only job. It's mutter. Then he brings the Chumash Radvaz. Shekos of the Hechad, the Minu Sarfim, Shiyu, Penuyim, Legamri, Lasses, Malachtham, Zabatarm, Lakachas, Yashim, Iskarbatola. If you're hiring people to be available to always do what you have to do, so that's what you're going to pay them. And you don't put a limit on that. He brings Tosis Yomtiv. Tez Yomtiv responded to the Rav. The Rav was very upset that the Chum used to pay, the Rabbanim used to charge money for Seder Gittin and for Eidus on the Get. How do you charge money for Seder Gittin? I set up a Get. I oversee a Get. I would charge for it. How do you want to charge for it? He says, it's Gzela, the Rav says. It's quoting a Rambam. So Tez Yomtiv says, no. I mean, what do you want the person to do? The case of the Mishnah, talking about a person who had another job, and he's taking off his job. So you understand, you know what, you have a Parnosa, but this is my only Parnosa. What do you want me to do? That's his approach. So he says, so that's the Chem Nesvi. He says that the doctor's allowed to have an income because he's not coming for the work, because that you can't get paid for. He's coming to be available, he's got to be able to be available. Okay. So it comes out according to that, if what I'm asking you to do is outside of the regular hours, which you wouldn't be doing something else anyway, so I can't charge you. I can say, listen, you want me to be able to be available during the 9 to 5 when everybody's doing other jobs? You want me to say, stop, leave my job and go take care of you? Excuse me. You know, I need to get paid. But at 9 o'clock at night, I wouldn't be doing anything else anyway. So then I can't charge, according to this Chem Desu. That's what he says. Then he says, he brings from the Evan Ozel, the Mr. Zalman, and his Evan Ozel, learns in the Machlokas in the Rambam, and the Ramban, whether Mani Bechinim applies to doctors. The Gemara says in regards to teaching Torah. Rashi applies it to Hashavah Seveda. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam Hashavah Seveda disagrees. Says Hashavah Seveda, you could charge. So that's a raya that the Rambam does not apply a maniyah bechinim, avatem bechinim to other mitzvahs. It's only by Torah. So it comes out that I can charge Hashavah Seveda. So I can charge Hashavah Seveda in your body also. So according to the Rambam, there's no problem understanding how that would work. But we pass like the Ramban, which means we pass in Ramban learns like Rashi. So that's the Rambam's approach. But it's not going to work in halacha lemaisa. It's not going to work. Okay. Then he brings that we can make a minig that the Tiferes Yisrael suggests that if you're not going to pay these people, they're not going to do the job well. So that, like we find the Tekanas HaChomim that we're concerned somebody will miss out on this. He brings over here about halfway down the page on page 16. He brings a Mari Brona, a little more than halfway down the page. Mari Brona was one of the Rishonim. If you're not going to pay her for her work on Shabbos, she's not going to do a good job. You're not going to pay for work you do on Shabbos. He was a matir, also takana. Because we're not going to pay her, she's not going to do a good job. That's what we're afraid of. So we're going to say the same thing over here. It's based on the counts of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. The Bezen has a right to override and charge. And the Tuba Hu'ir have a din of a Bezen for these purposes. So you don't need even a Bezen. It means the people, they would have like a city council, would do these type of things. So that's his next suggestion. Okay. Then he says on the next page, on page 17, line 3, I have another argument. Would the Misha write to Leos Rife, Murkha Hulashkia, Harbe Shnois Yigia, Baomal, Kalikus as a Bekias, Vesamukhius, and the Hutz Leos Rife? Nowadays, you invest many, many years to become a doctor. Gamurkha Hulashkia, Hoin, Toifus, the Shalom, Bad, Skar, Limuda, Base, the Safer, the Rufu. And you have to pay a lot of money? It's years of work and it's years, large sums of money. So what do you say? Well, it's you have a mitzvah. I have no mitzvah to go to medical school. I'm not going to go to medical school. Right? You want a doctor, it's very nice. Well, somebody's got to save the life, so you have to go to the doctor, the school. So once I choose on my own, the mitzvah is not makai me to become a doctor. So now, I'm not doing it because of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not makai me to do this, so I write the charge for it. I can't charge for mitzvah I'm makai to do. So it's something which any person knows how to save a life. And I'm sitting there saying, the guy's dying, listen, I want to get paid. Your mitzvah is saving, you know, to get charged for saving him. Right? What I got to do is like, you know, the Heimlich maneuver, which everybody knows how to do, let's say, whatever it is, you know. So I was like, I only save lives for money. But you're talking about that. We're talking about something which is way beyond, which I have no chiyuv to do. I never chiyuv to become a doctor. So once that's true, I have a right to charge for that. That's beyond my responsibility. So therefore, we have a right to make a decision that we're going to make sure he gets paid, to be able to make sure that people have an interest in doing this. Now, he says, but according to that, if at the end of the day, the tekana is not for him, it's to make sure people will be available to do this, so he can't charge exorbitant sums, because the goal is to protect the Bnei Ha'ir. The goal is to make sure the Bnei Ha'ir have a doctor available to take care of their needs. So we're going to say, that even though you can't charge for a mitzvah, we're going to allow you to charge for a mitzvah to create a motivation where people want to become doctors. So the guy says, okay, I'm charging $1 million every office visit. The purpose is to protect the people. So you can't take advantage of the people. So he says, so you cannot charge exorbitant sums. Because the goal is the type of tzibur, below the ra'osai, and therefore you can't overcharge. So that's his explanations why it would be mutter. And those are all very nice explanations. Now applying that from the world of doctors into the world of medication, so we need biologists, we need research scientists, we need etc. We can't charge for this, we charge for the materials, right? $3 for the materials. The company says, okay, I take $1 for myself. We take $1 to pay the biologist, and $1 to pay, the janitor. So I'm not going to become a biologist, I'll be a janitor already, right? Right? So we need these people. So we say, we've got to pay them a good salary, right? Without having that motivation, they're not going to do that. We want to create medications to save people's lives. We want people to invest years of so you're going to have to pay them for it. You wanted the company to invest years to create this medication, you have to pay them for it. We have a right to charge for that. But it can't be done. But what would not necessarily be true is, okay, I'm doing that, but I want to charge for my medication so I should have money for the next research thing. I don't know. Didn't say that. But for this, what's in front of us, the Chara, that we would have this argument as well. Let's hold it here. So we touched the, as you can see, there's a lot of other pages that I skipped. In the packets, so if you want to take your packet home and take it over Shavuos and try and plow through it, you'd have a good time. It's a fascinating sugya, and you see the intensity of some of the arguments in both directions. The Rav calls these Rabbanim Gazlanim for taking money, and the Pershul says that he was shooting spears at them, not the Bekidun al Harabbanim. He's shooting spears at them, pretty strong language over here, right? And he has his answer why it's permitted. It's beautiful discussion. But at least we've touched on the surface of how we see halacha was built from a sugya, talking about dealing with a dayan all the way into becoming a doctor, paying for medications, etc. Thank you for coming.